I would say for us, we really take a look at the business. Obviously, run size is the first thing that we look at. If it's large enough, obviously, we're going to one of our analog assets. If it's in that medium size, we have cost calculators. I think all of the vendors do a very good job of providing cost calculator tools where you can analyze that work and quote it out both ways to see where it makes sense to.
And you rely on the vendors' tools to do that? You don't have your own tools?
We've built our own as well, but they've done a pretty good job of providing, with the equipment typically, a tool that will give you a pretty accurate cost of what it's going to take to run that digital. Obviously, you should know your own analog costs. So we take a look at that. Size would be the first thing that we look at. Size may not be the only factor, though. We have some jobs that probably should be analog, but even with the newest press technologies, registration may be extremely tight, or we may incur more waste trying to run something to get a great finished product to where we'll throw it on a digital asset because the registration is just that much more consistent and the tolerances are tighter. So it's not only run size, it may be quantity, or I should say complexity of the product. There may be features where we're running some of each. We may have some digital asset onto a flexo piece of equipment. It's not the true hybrid presses, obviously. We're very interested in those. We have those presses as well. But there may be security features that we're building into a label where we have to run digital, or we're trying to run digital to where we may be putting some things that are covert, anti-counterfeiting, anti-diversion for our customers. It's a flexo label. All you see is flexo, but we're also building a digital side into that where they can trace products back to lots and things like that.